more EV news out of Lordstown, Ohio, and it ain't good. It's the business news headlines for Monday, Flag Day in the United States, the 14th of June. Thanks as always for being with us. In other business news, another large mall owner files for Chapter 11. Wall Street is not the economy. We've got a story. Ford is hoping consumers will warm up to smaller pickups. Oil prices continued to go up today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the quit rate among Americans is, well, it's massive. Those stories, plus our small business spotlight, settles on the story of the 1910 Sip House, what Karen and Jeff Lees started when they moved to the lake regions of Minnesota. It's pretty cool. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. It was just last week when we reported that Lordstown Motors shared the news that they were just about out of cash and there were doubts if the company would be able to produce its much-heralded EV pickup, the Endurance. Now, CNN is now reporting that the troubled electric truck maker today said its CEO and CFO were both stepping down just 1 week after warning that the company could go out of business. Shares of Lordstown Motors fell by as much as 20% on the news and settled off by $2.15 at $9.26 a share. Lordstown did not give a reason for the departure, but they did say the company is still on track to start limited production of the Endurance in late September. The company added that it has hired an executive search firm to find replacements. The stock is already down by more than 40%, even before this latest news. Well, we all know it's been a rough year for retail, and especially for malls and shopping centers. Today, we learned that yet another mall operator has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Bloomberg is reporting that Washington Prime Group, that's a company that owns malls and strip malls across the country, filed, and estimates of its assets are about $4 billion, with debt of $3.5 billion. The company has secured a loan for as much as $100 million to see them through the proceedings. The Columbus, Ohio-based company owns about 100 properties across the country, and it said that rent payments dried up as shoppers disappeared during the pandemic. Still, Washington Prime's share price surged in recent weeks as it was whipped into the frenzy of trading around meme stocks popular among retail investors and on Reddit message boards. The stock rose as high as $6.98 in June. That's from a price that was closer to $2 earlier this year. Trading, by the way, was halted today as investors digested news of the bankruptcy. You know, the buzz everywhere is focused on the rapid U.S. economy. Many business outlets are trumpeting how well the economy is bouncing back and what's being hailed as a post-pandemic recovery. Except, what the news doesn't seem to cover is what millions of Americans are experiencing, and they are not part of the recovery. MarketWatch is reporting that the country's economic upswing is leaving some Americans behind. While the first quarter 2021 gross domestic product growth numbers appear to be strong, careful observers have noted that we're experiencing what's called a K-shaped recovery, where the rich bounce back, but many of the rest of us don't. While the S&P 500 soared to record highs, fattening investors' portfolios, 44% of those surveyed in a recent poll reported that their household finances remain dented by income losses from the pandemic. Even as the GDP recovers, the outlook for many families remains dire. Rather than capturing the economic fortunes of most Americans, economic reporting instead tracks how well only the very rich are doing. And that's a problem, as Wall Street is not the economy. Here's a stunning fact for you. While real per capita GDP grew by 138% from 1970 to 2019, the real income of the median family grew by a mere 48%. It's clearly a tale of two Americas. Well, they seem to be getting larger every year. Pickup trucks used to have just two doors, and then they went to 2.5 doors. Now the common pickup has four doors. The lumbering behemoths are everywhere. But the Ford Motor Company is betting that small might make a comeback. Business Insider is reporting that Ford is looking to resurrect the small but mighty pickups of decades past with the new 2022 Maverick. The truck delivers on compact size and an enticing starting price of about $20,000. But Ford is entering uncharted territory, and it's not a certainty that customers will bite. Ford's thinking here is to target non-traditional, more urban truck buyers with a vehicle that's easier to maneuver and park than other pickups, but still offers some familiar functionality. But it's a gamble. It's estimated that Ford will sell 40 to 50,000 Mavericks a year. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the F-Series trucks that it sells each year, usually about 800,000 or more. But it's about in line with sales of the Honda Ridgeline, another car-based pickup. Two words. Stay tuned. Well, today, crude oil, this might be good timing for a smaller pickup. Today, crude oil climbed to its highest price in nearly 3 years. U.S. crude was at $71.50 a barrel, the highest price since October of 2018. Oil prices have risen steadily since the start of the year as businesses reopen and demand for air and auto travel bounces back. As of today, U.S. crude oil is about $23 a barrel more than it was back in January. At the close today, U.S. crude came off its high to settle at $71.20 a barrel for July delivery. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ eked out record high finishes today, despite most traders being focused on this week's Federal Reserve meeting, that and, of course, inflation. While the Fed has reassured that any inflation spike would be temporary, still, investors are nervous. The benchmark S&P 500 has climbed by over 13% this year, while the Dow is up 12.7% and the NASDAQ has gained 9.2%. Today the stocks closed mixed. The Dow came off session lows to close down by just 85 points at 34,393. It had been down by as much as 250 points earlier in the session. The NASDAQ hit a new record up by 104 points to end the trade at 14,174, and the S&P 500 also hit a new record up by 7 points at 42.55. The Fed, well, they meet this week, so all eyes are cast in that direction as investors try to figure out the monetary policy moving forward. And finally, there is this. A stunning number of Americans are quitting their jobs. No, really. Wall Street Journal says that predictions of a great resignation appear to be coming to pass, with the share of workers leaving jobs at 2.7% in April. That's the highest level in more than 20 years. Simply put, millions of Americans are quitting their jobs as they seek better employment opportunities elsewhere. Meanwhile, a number of states have cut additional unemployment benefits in an attempt to get people back to work. However, studies have shown that those extra dollars are not keeping folks on the couch. What is? Low wages, childcare issues, and poor benefits are some of the biggest factors. Well, coming up, the story about a couple who moved from Colorado to the lake country of Minnesota to open up, get this, a hard cider bar. Launched in October of last year, our small business spotlight shines on the 1910 Sip House with owners Karen and Jeff Lees. Join us for a drink.